Did a demon lizard person eat your cat?
It is a succubus sucking the life out of you.
Lucky you. Oink.
Rita, the script.
Fine. Does nobody believe when you tell them that you saw a thing that looked like a melted scrotum with teeth, eat your doctor's brain, and then become her?
Then, person watching this video on your social media platform of choice, the algorithm has made you today's lucky winner.
The veil between dimensions is thin, and hell creatures are slipping into our world. But, like, don't stress. We've totally got it under control.
Give us a call, and we'll help rid you of whatever infernal beast is making your life a living hell.
18 and older, please. I will be participating in use of mature themes, drug use, sexual content, and some harsh g***ing language.
Rita!
What? So if a demon's got you down, give us a call at 555-420-FART.
That's not our number. Don't call that. It's nothing.
Carmilla, why don't we explain what we are doing in your penthouse this morning?
We are answering 6 to 9 questions for Vogue.
Perfect. Let's get started.
Wonderful.
What does your morning routine look like?
I start my day like any other human being. I do a 90-minute workout with my trainer. I shower. My makeup artist gets me ready for the day. And I have someone over for breakfast. Really, I put my pantsuit on one leg at a time, just like everybody else.
What's the strangest rumor you've ever heard about yourself?
That I'm actually a 10,000-year-old vampire. Definitely not true.
What are your plans later today?
I'm going to be doing even more interviews to tell people about the anti-regulation bill my dear friend Senator Owens is helping me get brought before the Senate floor.
Can you tell us what the anti-regulation bill is about?
If it goes through, people will be able to pick up Telemarade at any authorized distribution center. No FDA approval, no prescription necessary. All they'd have to do is sign a form saying they're a smart cookie who can decide what they're going to put in their bodies for themselves.
How would you describe yourself in 3 words?
Goal-oriented, relentless, and goofy. And goal-oriented is hyphenated. It counts.
Best gift you've ever given?
Immortality. Hopefully. If the Telemarade trials go well.
Where do you want to travel next?
I'm actually visiting beautiful Amsterdam later this week. They're working on their own plan to make Telemarade available to anyone who wants it. We're going to talk about getting a distribution center set up there. Dutch citizens could be taking their first dose of Telemarade in as little as 4 months.
What's your daily affirmation?
There isn't a creature in heaven or earth who can stop me from achieving my goals.
What's your current TV obsession?
Oh, what we do in the shadows. Vampires being real and living among us. Doing interviews. Can you imagine?
Previously on Today's Lucky Winner.
Rita looked around the apartment. She walked into the kitchen and she saw a note that read Rita on the counter.
Rita, I'm in the mountains with Ricky. Love, Dad. What the fuck does that mean?
Oh, here's the calling candle I promised. It's a big one. So you can call me over and over and over until the whole thing burns out. I made it myself. It smells like patchouli.
Debbie, I'll put together a list of places I think she could be rehabilitated. We can talk to the higher-ups about it, too.
Maybe she should be rehabilitated in a hell dimension?
Hello, Pastor Tad.
Who in the...
I've been following you all day. It seems you're quite the band boy.
Dawn finished her breakfast and walked back into her room to change clothes. She was met with the all-too-familiar sight of Rita rifling through her things. Dawn only saw the back of her, but she could tell that Rita had found one of Dawn's t-shirts, some scissors, and her chisel-tip Sharpie. Yay, her closet had been demolished for another shitty homemade crop top.
You know, you can just buy your own shirts to ruin. You don't have to ruin mine. I don't have a vampire girlfriend who's been able to earn money since the 70s to pay for my shit. I'm on a fixed DMV income.
What? Oh, I'm not in here for the shirt. I was struck with the flash of brilliance, and I had to create this piece of art on the spot. Now I'm back to the task at hand.
Wait, turn around. What does your art say?
Oh. I can make you one, too.
ADHD. Always dicking her down. Rita, what about our months together has made you think I'd be remotely interested in wearing that shirt?
Maybe I've rubbed off on you?
If you have, I should probably go get a tetanus shot.
Hey!
And Sunny's cool with you just wearing that shirt out?
What? It's true. I'm always digging her down.
Hey, what the fuck are you doing digging through my closet?
Oh yeah! I was digging through your closet. You said my dad made you a calling candle?
Yes. Dude, stop tossing my shit like you're a cop with a search warrant. Yeah, I just compared you to a cop. If you want the calling candle, just ask.
I guess that would have been easier, but I wouldn't get to see what other cool shit you've got in here.
Oh my god, get out of there.
No! Baby, she's trying to put me in the closet! Dawn's a secret homophobe!
Shut up! You fucking turd!
Okay. I do need the candle. But I also really wanted to make a shirt. I've never seen you wear this one, and I don't want to ask Sunny to buy me anything.
Yeah, that neck on that shirt is a sensory crime, and I can't wear it without freaking out.
Then why are you mad about it?
It's just the principle of you... Ugh, never mind.
Whoa, 3 wicks. Way to go, Dad. This smells great.
Why do you need the calling candle? You can literally just go to sleep and find him.
Would that I could, little buddy, but my dad was nowhere to be found last night.
Kyle has disappeared?
I mean, I don't know that he's disappeared, but he certainly went out without saying something. Oh no, what if in the mountains means the same thing as going out for cigarettes?
In the mountains?
There were some notes saying that he was in the mountains with his partner Ricky.
Fuck! I really need his help.
Yeah, me too, dude.
Everything okay?
No, but I'm prepared to do anything to make sure it's okay.
I don't love how ominous that sounds.
I don't love the way you sound like a drowning Wookiee when you gargle mouthwash.
I told you, I don't know how to gargle quietly. I've tried.
Have you tried not fucking screaming while you gargle?
Dude, just light the candle.
Rita pulled her lighter out of her front pocket. She reached into the back of her pants, made a concerning face, and triumphantly retrieved a blunt from... somewhere in there. Whew. She lit her ass crack blunt and tossed the lighter to Dawn.
All right, let's get some answers from your pops. What's wrong with it? I don't see anyone.
I feel like I can see someone moving. Dad? Papa?
Who the fuck? There are women in my candelabra.
You're not wrong, but you shouldn't just assume people's gender, pal.
Who is this? Is Kyle there?
You are the one who called me. I should be asking who you are.
I think we got the wrong number on a candle. Rita, what the fuck is happening?
Mon Dieu. Rita?
Yeah?
It's me, Nostradamus.
Oh my god. Nostra dumbass? What is up, dude?
Oh, you know, just writing more prophecies like I do.
You never fucking change, dude. How's your gout?
Oh, it's been giving me a hell of a time lately. Thank you so much for asking. That's so kind of you.
Hey, can y'all catch up later?
You called me! Who are you to... Oh!
Oh, what?
You are Don Menendez, oui?
How do you know that?
He's Nostradamus. He's a witch. A diviner. That's his whole thing. That's how he sees the future. Bro is straight up the most powerful diviner of all time.
I know who Nostradamus is. Didn't know all that stuff about him being a witch. But we didn't call him. We called your dad.
Rita, you've learned of your true parentage?
Yeah, how did you... Listen to me. How did you know?
It is as though I can divine the future and predict major world events.
Mr. Nostradamus.
Oui, mademoiselle. My apologies. You said you are trying to call her father Kyle?
Yeah, he gave me this candle, so...
Oh, no, I see where this is going.
What?
Did he perchance tell you that he made this candle himself?
Yeah, he did.
He is terrible at making calling candles. I taught him how to make them back when I worked as an apothecary.
So he just rang the person who taught him how to make calling candles instead?
Or he gave us a fake number because he's avoiding us.
That does sound like something he'd do as well, yes. He's a little petty corker.
Petty white.
Petty rubble.
Ha, ha, ha. Petty rhymes with Betty. Why did it call you?
The ingredients and spell for a calling candle means that upon lighting one, it must call out to someone else. They are made to call a certain... aura. Not a soul all the time. Does Kyle have a soul?
Save the existentialism for the next plague, nasty Domus. I don't want to go down that rabbit hole.
Fair enough. Well, Kyle would have made a candle to call him wherever he is. If the candle cannot reach him, it will call someone close to him. It must have called me since he and I are friends and I taught him how to make them.
Oh, great. So he's gone and we can't contact him for help.
My deepest apologies for not reaching him.
No, I'm sorry. I've been kind of short with you, Mr. Nostradamus. You've been very nice. I'm just a little overwhelmed.
A little is quite the understatement. Is there anything that I might be able to shed light on for you? Care for a divination?
Oh, yeah. Last time you did a divination for me, you predicted that the blacksmith I was into was going to ask me to give him a Chilliwack chili dog later that day. It turned out to be his wife who asked me, but still, how could you have known? Dawn, a Chilliwack chili dog is when you take your partner's ass.
No! I literally never want you to explain these.
Fine. Live in ignorance.
Mr. Nostradamus, I would really appreciate a divination. I'll take all the information I can get.
Oh, please. Call me Nasty.
Sure thing. Nasty.
Where are my kitty cat tarot cards?
Mr. Damus uses kitty cat tarot cards?
Only when I feel like looking at some cute kitty cats, which is all the time.
Oh, Nasty, you are a delight.
Ah, here they are. Okie dokie, folks. The game is 5-card stud. No limit by any 10 large. Yokas are wild.
Yay! Look at him go!
Okay. Dawn has been infinitely patient with me being a silly little goose. Let's see what the kitty cats say about your future, shall we? Ah, okay. Here we have the main coon of cups. What a big fluffy baby. Would you look at that?
Cute.
Someone you care for is in danger. Their very soul is in peril. It's not too late to help them, but you must act fast before the damage is done.
How fast? What kind of peril? We're trying to stop the apocalypse. This really doesn't narrow things down for me.
Is it the elotero down the street? I've been telling him that he needs to stop smoking those long cigarettes. If I go take him some nicotine patches today, will him and that good corn he makes be safe?
Elotero? I do not know this word. Is he some kind of sorcerer?
Yes. He has command over corn and delicious flavor and making my day better.
Incroyable. The cards do not tell me if it is him who may perish, but you should help him just to be safe.
Hey, Don, can you loan me money for nicotine patches for Hector?
Hector is fine. You know he isn't talking about Hector.
Well, fine. Who do you think it is?
I don't know. Maybe your dad? Nasty. Are you sure it's not just a reading you're getting on everyone we care about? We are trying to stop the end of the world.
I'm sure. This is a very specific warning that I'm getting from the main coon of cups. I'm never wrong. Well, never totally wrong. I'm at least approximately correct. 80% of the time.
I know you don't know much about diviners, but his stats are actually pretty incredible for someone in his line of work.
Okay, the next card. The Calico Couple. Oh, look at them. They're in love, adorable. Oh, Rita, are you to be married?
What?
Yeah. If we stop the apocalypse, Sunny proposed.
Oh my god. I'm sad I'll be reincarnated as a golden retriever or whatever and I won't be able to make it.
Don't get disappointed yet. We'll probably fuck up stopping the apocalypse.
There is something you must tell your beloved as well, Rita. You know what it is. She suspects, how do you say, the vibe is off. You must share your truth with her.
What does that mean?
It means it's none of your business.
Can you give us any help figuring out how we can win this thing? How we can stop the end of the world?
Okay, let's see what the kitties tell us.
What's up? Oof. What card did you pull? Oh no, did you pull a Garfield? Oh god, tell me it isn't normal. Is my lasagna safe?
Something must be wrong.
What is it, Nasty?
The cards are just suggestive of what is likely to occur. It isn't important.
What is it?
In order to win this fight, Rita must... You won't. Rita has to...
What, Nasty? What do I have to do?
Dawn panicked. She knew what Nostradamus was about to say.
What the fuck? Could you not sneeze away from the candle?
Sorry. I haven't taken my allergy medicine yet.
Let's call him back!
No.
I was gonna figure out what I need to do for us to win. Why would you do that?
It's fine. It probably wasn't right anyways. He has kitty cat tarot cards. Besides, we need to get going. We've gotta go to the workshop.
No, give me that. I wanna call him back.
We can get my uncle to make you a grilled cheese if you cooperate and come with me.
Let's fucking go! I'm just grabbing my jacket from... Jesus, forklifting Christ, Jaxi. He's unhinged his jaw, Dawn. Is that a second mouth inside your mouth? Jaxi, no!
Debbie sat across from a fellow angel and a demon in one of the DMV conference rooms. She shuffled through some interview transcripts as she struggled to make it sound like she'd made progress on her current work project. She hated having meetings with the higher-ups. Only at the DMV could your boss quite literally give you hell for making a mistake.
It was a simple request, Debbie. We wanted you to give us the highlights of what you learned from Kyle.
Well, we picked him up in his apartment. We contacted Azrael for help, since he's the Angel of Death, though mostly a symbolic title. He was able to help us with the limited access that he has to Death's pocket dimension.
And what was he up to there?
He was in his robe, eating a rotisserie chicken out of that package with his bare hands. He was watching the scene from Dawson's Creek where his dad dies, trying to scoop up ice cream with his hands while driving on a loop. I guess he thinks it's really funny because he was laughing when we got in there.
Of course he was laughing. Dawson's dad tries to eat a waffle cone with a double scoop while driving. It's hilarious. I think you know Uriel didn't mean... everything he's been up to. We want to know why the Reaper can access his pocket dimension, and why he hadn't been to his last 3 meetings with us.
We asked him about Rita quite a bit. I told him, you realize that you look like you're lying about something, Kyle. Why haven't you been to your meetings with the higher-ups?
And what did he say to that?
He didn't really give me an answer on that one.
Just tell us what he said, Debbie. Why are you being vague?
He said, you realize that you look like a dick fart, Debbie.
What is that? That's not even a thing, right? Dicks don't fart, right? Dude, why are you looking at me?
You do have 6 dicks.
You don't just get to ask me if they fart.
You are always naked, though.
I talked to HR about that. How am I supposed to find pants?
I know, Astaroth.
clothing stores aren't always inclusive to demons with big feathered wings, a prehensile snake tail, and six dicks. Debbie, stop asking one of your bosses about their six dicks. It's weird.
Me? But I never asked him about...
I forgive you, Debbie. Let's move on. What did Kyle say after he called you a dick fart?
Oh, I said, I'm sick of your crapola, Kyle. I need answers. We used the Reaper tracker to track Rita to your pocket dimension. How does she have access to that, Kyle? What are you not telling us? Your behavior's been wicked suspicious, pal. And then Kyle said, penis queef. I said, man alive, Kyle, you have a nasty little mouth on ya. And personally, I think you sound a little too much like Rita for it to be a coincidence. Or does she sound like you? You've got a...
Wait. How is a penis queef different from a dick fart? Can dicks do either of those things?
Uriel, stop staring at my dicks!
Two of them are on your face, though.
I was looking at your eyes.
Oh, sorry. I always just kind of assume.
Wait, Debbie? Why were you staring at their dicks?
Yeah, what the fuck, Debbie?
They're on your face. Should I not look at your face, or... Where
Debbie,
do I look if I'm not
stick
if I don't look at
to the topic? What did he say after that?
Well, he screamed penis queef at me for 7 whole minutes. Okay, here we go. He said, "I have people who are probably trying to reach me. You can't keep me here." To which I said, "Oh, don't you worry about that. We made sure calls to you have gotten rerouted. And there's a note in your pocket dimension explaining that you're out of town." He seemed pretty gosh darn spooked at the idea. He wanted to know what the note said, where his calls were being rerouted.
Fast forward, Debbie. You've not given us anything of consequence.
I told him about what we found in the audit. I asked about why he merged timelines without filing a report. I asked who he had taken to 1968. And he made a fart noise. He was adamant that he had no clue what I was trying to get at about Rita, and I told him he looked like a liar. He then told me I looked like a penis queef. You penis queef. You dick fart. Dick fart. Dick fart.
Deborah! First you stare at Astaroth's genitalia.
Just the two on their face! They're right above their eyes. How am I supposed to
and
avoid looking
at
those? And
now you're using all manner of foul language?
I'm a demon. Like, I straight up eat babies. And I think you've got a real potty mouth.
Right? Like, what is her deal?
I don't know. I really don't know. Debbie, just tell us you got nothing out of him. Is that why you're just reading through the transcript?
Yeah, okay. I couldn't get a lick of info other than the things we already know out of the rascal.
And he's still being contained for the time being?
Yes. He's in a re-education camp in a hell dimension at the moment. The magic there should keep him from being able to do whatever he was up to.
Good, because Ambrosio was quite adamant that Death was doing something to thwart his business. We can't have him upset with the DMV or even accusing one of our own with misconduct.
So, with Kyle not talking and contained, what do you suggest we do?
I had a suggestion, but I know it's not something that we do very often.
What was that?
Well, the only other person who may know what Kyle is doing is Rita. She's currently on Earth and corporeal. We could hire someone to go ask her.
Do you think she'd willingly give us information?
Oh, not at all. That's why I suggest an outside contractor. I don't think you'd even need to resort to violence. Rita has a certain appetite for things when corporeal. I think we could use that to our advantage.
What? We send a contractor that whets her appetite.
You betcha.
Ricky, could you get me Master Leonard on line 4? We have a job for him.
Okay, well... I think that's all we need from you today, Debbie. I'm gonna go ahead and send you straight to HR for some
sensitivity training. You have got to stop asking people if their genitals can fart.
What? You asked that? I don't...
Oh, I'm so glad she's gone.
I know, right? I know her and I are both angels, but something about her just doesn't... Was that...
Yeah, okay. It was one of my dicks. One of my dicks farted.
Oh, they can fart.
Last night, Dallas Police announced they are putting together a task force, in cooperation with the FBI, to investigate the recent deaths of 8 local men. The police chief spoke to the press.
These men were all community leaders, preachers, city councilmen, local business owners. These men upheld the family values that we cherish here in Texas. Attacks on them are an attack on our very way of life. This task force, in cooperation with the federal government, will spare no expense when it comes to tracking down the monster who's been taking these bastions of morality away from us. Yes, you, with the blue shirt.
Will this get in the way of investigating the string of attacks on LGBTQ folks that have been happening in Uptown for the last 6 months?
Nobody who claims to have been mugged or stabbed in Uptown could provide any proof. The case has been shut since no other information about their alleged attacker could be given, other than that he was a 6-foot-tall man with brown hair, medium build, blue eyes. That could be anybody. Heck, it could even be me. But it's not.
Police and the FBI encourage anyone who has any information about the recent murders to send their tips through the new police department app. And now, to end your night on a much sweeter note, we're going to hear from a North Texas girl who really pulled herself up by her bootstraps. 9-year-old McKenna Martin couldn't afford her insulin, so she decided to start a side hustle. After detailing over 150 cars, McKenna made enough money to get her insulin for 2 whole months. Ha ha. Way to go, diabetic girl boss. McKenna says she loves...
Carmilla sat on a settee in her bedroom, lounging in a silk robe. She spoke to her own reflection in the now black television screen.
Fuck. Look what you've gotten us into. You're so sloppy.
I'm not sloppy. I want you to get caught, you heinous bitch. And we didn't even kill all 8 of those men. It looks like someone is helping me.
That's an excellent point. How did some of those other men die? Oh. Oh no. Some were mauled and exsanguinated.
I know who that is. She has impeccable timing.
I have to get Crawford to double my normal security for my trip to Amsterdam.
Like that's going to stop Judith.
Shut up. Shut up!
I can't wait to watch her tear you to pieces.
Hey y'all, it's me. Yeah, just the usual business. Check out the episode details to see everyone's social media handles. You can find the show on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at the handle at Lucky Winner Show. Yeah, and y'all have been killing it. Absolutely killing it. Talking about and sharing the show on social media. And that's the easiest way you can help us out. And we really appreciate it because that's how new people find out about the show. We don't pay for ads, so every time you do that, you're helping us out a ton. Also, check out the show notes to see the link to our Patreon page, where for just $1, you can join our Discord server and chill with the cast. We've been having a lot of fun. There are puppy pictures, so cute, that I have literally cried that some of you have shared. And I love it for my own selfish purposes and my need for cute animal pictures. I've been sharing some comic book recommendations. We've had some very nuanced talks about stuff like gender. I am really thrilled with the kind of folks who want to be
patrons of the show. It makes me really happy because the vibes are immaculate in that Discord server. So yeah, for just a dollar on our Patreon, you could join the Discord server, and there are a bunch of different rewards you can get at different levels, and I think they're pretty fucking cool. So you can also get a cool shout out at certain levels, like our friends Randy Lovings, Rachel Rachelson, and Sewing Serif. There are so many cool things you can get at different levels. So please go check it out. Don't forget to subscribe on your podcatcher of choice and leave us a cute little review and let people know what the show's about. But yeah, we will be back on April 1st, not an April Fool's joke, with your next episode. I love you. Stay safe. Drink some water. Make sure you have you taken your meds today? Go take your medicine today. All right. I'm your mom now. Go take your medicine and eat some food. All right. I love you. Well, that's all I've got. Until next time, try not to die.